Layer 722, Artifacts. Text reads, Letter, King George VI to Franklin Roosevelt, August 3, 1941. On August 9, 1941, Prime Minister Winston Churchill was transferred from the HMS Prince of Wales to President Roosevelt's ship, the USS Augusta, for the first meeting of the Atlantic Conference. When Churchill came aboard ship, he presented this letter to FDR. As the representative of King George VI, Churchill was delivering his credentials to President Roosevelt, the monarch's equal as head of state. Press release telegram, August 10, 1941. The Atlantic Conference was a closely guarded secret. Any leak about the whereabouts of the president and prime minister could have put either at risk, particularly Churchill, who had to cross the dangerous North Atlantic waters. Journalists were told that FDR was enjoying a fishing cruise aboard the presidential yacht Potomac. This press release telegram even enlists FDR's dog, Fala, in the trickery. Atlantic Charter Telegram, August 14, 1941. During the conference, FDR and Churchill negotiated a joint declaration of principles, later known as the Atlantic Charter. The Allied nations referred to the charter throughout the war, and it influenced the establishment of the post-war United Nations organization. Although called a charter, there was no formal piece of paper signed by FDR and Churchill. Rather, their joint declaration was issued in this telegram to the press. Roosevelt signed both his and Churchill's name on the last page. You'll now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.